Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the K2 Infrastructure Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of K2 Infrastructure Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the second half of the financial year 2026. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Pankaj Sharma, Founder and Managing Director, Mr. Vineet Sharma, Head Business Strategy and Corporate Affairs, and Ms. Priyanka Parekh, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Mr. Pankaj Sharma to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Good afternoon to everyone. A warm welcome to all of you for joining our first ever earnings call for the second half in the financial year 2026. For some of you who may not be familiar with the company, let me begin by giving you a brief overview over our CFO takes you through the financial performance for the period under review. K2 Infrastructure was incorporated in 2015 with a clear vision of building a diversified infrastructure EPC company with capabilities across multiple infrastructure domains rather than limiting ourselves to a single segment. For a very beginning, our strategy perform operational discipline and long-term scalability. Over the years, we have steadily expanded our presence across roads and bridges, railways infrastructure, power transmission and distribution, water supply projects, civil infrastructure and renewable energy related projects. Our capabilities span the entire project value chain, including design, survey, procurement, construction supervision, subcontractor management and post-construction support too. Support efficient project execution across multiple geographies. We also own and operate a fleet of more than 64 construction machines, equipment, which significantly enhance our operational efficiency, execution readiness and scalability. Today we are executing projects across multiple states, including Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Karnataka, Odisha, Bihar and Delhi NCR. We are privileged to work with the reputed clients such as L&T, GR Infra, Tata Projects, VTL, Adani, KC International, Public Works and the government customers like PWD, NWR, KPTCL, RRVPNL, all these things. One of the key strengths of the company has been our strong focus on professionalism and system-led execution. We have consistently built a experienced management and project execution team comprising of professionals from leading infrastructure organizations across road, railways, power transmission and EP execution domains. We believe the infrastructure EPC industry in India is gradually evolving in a more organized and professionally managed ecosystem, and companies with strong execution capabilities, governance standards, technical expertise and disciplined process will be better positioned to create sustainable long-term value. Our approach has always been to work with strong counterparties and reputed infrastructure developers, which has helped us build credibility, execution experience and long-term relationships with the sector. I am pleased to share that company has maintained on-time projection delivery rate of approximately around 83% during FY26, reflecting the operational discipline and commitment to our teams across the project sites. To the date, we have successfully executed more than 50 projects since inception and currently 11 ongoing projects across multiple states. Our total project value presently stands approximately 662 crores, out of which nearly 424 crores remains unexecuted, providing us strong visibility or revenue visibility execution momentum for the coming year. I am also happy to share that our order momentum has strengthened significantly in recent months. Since December 2025, K2 has secured new orders worth approximately 412 crores across energy, transmission and distribution, railway and renewable infrastructure projects from the government body, directly from the government body. Most recently, on 25th March 2026, we have announced a receipt of two strategically important letters of award from Rajasthan Rajya Vidyut Parishad Nigam, which we call it RRVPNL, aggregating approximately around 57 crore order book. This project includes the construction of 132 by 33 kVA grid substation in the Mukundgarh in the Junju district, whereas along with the 220 kVA grid substation at Saran Bikaner district. Another important milestone of the project company has been the gradual transition from the predominantly subcontractor execution to securing direct contracts from government entities. Over the last few quarters, we have received direct orders from organizations such as Karnataka KPTCL, RRVPNL again, and NWR, which marks us important step towards strengthening our direct institutional order book. Going forward, increasing the share of direct government contracts in our order book will remain in an important strategy focus area for the company as it enhances margin, execution visibility and long-term business scalability. In addition, the company currently has a live bid approximately 500 crores across roads and railway sector, reflecting the strong business pipeline we continue to build. From the industry perspective, we believe India is emerging a multi-year infrastructure growth cycle supported by strong government spending across transportation, railways, power transmission, renewable energy, urban infrastructure and water management. Particularly in sectors such as power transmission and railway, we continue to witness strong opportunity creation given by the transmission network expansion, renewable energy, railway electrification, doubling projects and the modernization initiatives. With the direct transmission and distribution orders now being executed in both Rajasthan and Karnataka, we are actively expanding our geographical presence while further strengthening revenue visibility in the power infrastructure segment. Looking ahead, we also intend to explore opportunities under the tariff-based competitive bidding or CBCB model as well as the hybrid annuity model, which can gradually help us build a stable annuity-based revenue stream and further improve the quality and the, you can say, predictability of our order book over the long term. Financially, over the last year, the company has delivered strong growth momentum supported by diversification across sectors, expansion of execution capabilities, improving scale of operation and strengthening our organizational depth. Going ahead, our priorities remain focused on expanding execution capabilities, strengthening our presence in high growth infrastructure sectors, improving operational efficiency, maintaining healthy order book inflows, strengthening governance and system and creating sustainable long-term value for all stakeholders. We believe company is still at the beginning of much larger growth journey and we remain committed to build a scalable, professionally managed and future-ready infrastructure platform. With this brief over, I would now request our CFO, Ms. Priyanka Parekh, to share the financial highlights for the second and the financial year 2026. Over to you, Priyanka.
Thank you so much, Pankaj sir, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the financial highlights for the second half and the financial year 2026. For the second half of the financial year 2026, our revenue from operations stood at approximately 94 crores, which remained largely stable on a year-to-year basis. EBITDA for the period stood at around 9 crores, with an EBITDA margin of approximately 10%. Profit after tax stood at around 6 crores, translating into the PAT margin of approximately 6.4%. For the full financial year 2026, the company reported the revenue from operations of approximately 185 crores, registering a growth of 26% year-on-year basis, Now, if I talk about EBITDA, our EBITDA stood at somewhere around 26 crores, reflecting a growth of approximately 25% on year-to-year basis. While the EBITDA margins, remains healthy at around 12.5%, profit after tax for the year stood at around 13.33 crores, with a PAT margin of approximately 7.2%. So the overall the financial performance during the year was supported by the healthy execution across the projects, improving the business scale, and the continued diversification across the infrastructure segment. With that, I now open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Disha.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. So I joined the call a bit late. So firstly, on our second half performance, I see the execution has suffered a lot, and I think the impact on the margins was based on the raw material pricing. So if you could just elaborate a bit more on how do you see the overall geopolitical situation and how many of our contracts are passed through. So in terms of our margins, how protected are we from these price hikes?
So I think you are rightly said that in the second half, our overall operational efficiency has get impacted due to this war situation and everything. So that was the main reason where it got impacted. But at the same time, I think the company hasn't decided for the strategy, which actually we start reaping the benefit of the direct orders and everything from the month of December onwards. So we were actually going little slow also that time. The reason was that don't want to get into the, again, some contracting board. So we are more focusing on we are waiting for that result. And with God's grace, we got that result from the January onwards. So, and if you see the overall ratio, because investor presentation is already uploaded, so the overall ratio on the road side, it was around 77%, and that is the basic reason where, because of which you will see that operational efficiencies are down, because all the rates of bitumen and the diesel prices has gone up from the February mid onwards, and that's impacted overall the scenario. That was the main reason, nothing else.
So going ahead, how do you see the execution for FY27 and what sort of margins can we expect?
Okay, so good. I think respect to the margin, this will, I am not going to say a number, but I tell you, and you can take out this thing. Company has reported that more than 400 crore we got an order related to the power transmission and the railway, which has a higher margin than compared to road. So we are very bullish about it, that going forward, this will support the overall economics of the company. Reason-wise, it is not only that it is a power transmission or a railway project, but more projects are dependent on the supply-oriented businesses. So in the supply-oriented businesses, margins are a little bit on a higher side. And also, if you see the geopolitics which is going on the bitumen side, on the crude oil side, it will not impact the overall railway and the transmission project. So going forward, our even order book, portfolio sharing will be more towards on the railway and the power side, respect to the road side.
Okay, so how should we look at the overall growth of
FY27?
The growth that we expected for FY27?
We will be maintaining more than 25% anyhow. Means that is what the standard we are maintaining since last 3 years, and it will be maintained for that.
And what is the order pipeline that you're currently looking at, and what sort of inflows are we expecting?
We have an order pipeline. We have, as I mentioned to you, that 500 crore has already been bidded. We are waiting for the result. So, and the chances are high. I will say that 400 crore has already been unexecuted with us today. And actually, there are things, I think, because we communicate to the public only once we get the LOA. So, I think out of 500, 160 crore results has been out, but we are waiting for the LOA. So, once that LOA will be there, then I think the order book can shoot up to good amount.
Okay, and so the other players in the industry also facing the labor shortage issue in due to elections that got exaggerated. So how do you feel, what is the current scenario? How has the Q1 been so for us, sir?
I think you have actually pointed out the right thing. I think that is the basic reason why we are getting into the railway works. Exactly, in the railway, there are two domains are there, which is one is PSI and another is OHE, which is overhead electrification. So if you take the project related to PSI, there the manpower requirement is little bit compared to, you can say, OHE is less, or even in the roadside also. So we are trying to take the works which are less in, you can say, less manpower intensive, more on the, you can say, again, I will say, more on the product side. Like if I say PSI, then it means that we have around 222 crore of order book. I think around 90 or 200 crore is only transformer is there. So establishment of transformers and everything required means, first of all, manufacturing requires some time, and another thing is that establishment of transformers and everything not required a very huge manpower. They require a skilled man still available in the market.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That is it for my time. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Hello. Namaskar, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, namaskar. Aap audible hain. Bataiye.
Sir, firstly, on the differentiation point, if you could just give us your investors and understanding of, this is a very, EPC has turned out to be a very crowded space. All deep pocket people are also bidding and outbidding each other, and that has become also an area of pain for smaller players like us, if I may mention so. So how are we firstly differentiating the asset, and then when we look at our receivable part of the story, the cash flow, that those are showing a bit of strain. So how are we going to mitigate those exercises and the ambitious numbers which we have mentioned in terms of the execution pace and scale? What kind of capital infusion would be required going ahead? And how are we going to meet those targets, sir?
Okay, thank you. I think this is something very close.
Hello.
Sir, we are unable to hear you.
Sir, can you repeat once again? Hello? Madam, am I audible?
Sir, you are audible. We are unable to hear you.
Okay, fine.
Just give me a moment. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding line. We have management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, I think there was some disturbance. We were on the last question was asked that how we are differentiating from in our peer group, and I was answering that question only. So again, continuing to that, what I was mentioning that apart from the management and the system process, what we are building, that is the biggest differentiation in the market compared to our peer group. I like to answer the second half of the question, because like on the basic on the cash flow, debtors, and our ambition numbers, and how we are going to do the you can say implementation. So there on the cash flow side, if you actually go through the balance sheet properly, you will find that our cash flow has improved much from the last financial year. So we are on a year-on-year improving our cash flow like anything. Our even debtor aging is also, compared to last year, this year has been increased. And being in the EPC player, I will say the, you can say that retention amount and everything, our actually data, whichever is TR is mentioning in the balance sheet, that includes the retention amount also. So it will be always on, because when you will get the complete balance sheet on that note, it will be mentioned that how much is the retention amount is there. But we are very close to what is the industry standard is there, because we are not working as in subcontractor, we are not working as an RA bill on a monthly basis. We have our billings and everything on the milestone basis. These types of debtors are there. So that is there. And as you mentioned that we are now moving from our back to directly government order, directly going to bid date for the government, and we are directly going to bill for the government, our debtors will be improving like anything again. So I'm very, as you can see from the last quarter, sorry, last half yearly, and then again, we are improving again and again. I think this year probably we will even will be in much better position compared to what we are today. About the ambition number, I think these numbers are not very ambitious, because today whatever we are mentioning, that is on the order book we are having right now. Even in the first quarter of the financial year, we are having that number, which is good enough for achieving our aspiration of 25-26% of year-on-year growth, which is very much easily possible. So even expectations are very much high. I think within 1-2 months, as I mentioned you, that there are few more results need to be received from the bidding, what we have did in the bidding. So we are waiting for that bidding results also. So might be our numbers will be much more on a better position, and we will be much much better position to make you convinced that we are going to implement it very easily. So this is there. On the capital infusion, if you say, yes, we are planning. We in the last year also we have taken a 120 metric ton bitumen plant in the Ghazipur project, and this year also we have some plan to add on the machines. We already have more than 64 machines are there, but we are trying to add more machines, and we are generating the capital. Even in the very recent, for our 2 megawatt plant, we have acquired 8 acre of land also. So that is also one of the assets which we built in the company. So now the company is getting into that asset building of, you can say, land also, which is required for our solar projects, and apart from machines which are required for our delivery on the power transmission side or the road side, or you can say the railway side. So this is what the overall answer for that question which was asked last time.
Right, sir. We had mentioned that now we are bidding directly for the contract, but we have mentioned about also some marquee clients name, which include the likes of KEC, Vindhya Civil Links, and also currently in the closing order book, what portion of our work is jointly or are we doing work for these players, and overall basis, how will the margins likely to improve going ahead once we start bidding? Of course, we have done the bidding right now, but when the execution starts on our standalone basis, not as the job work or the one which we have done earlier. And pertaining to, again, in your remarks, you have mentioned about this TBCB part of bidding. You are looking for the annuity revenue through the government assets. So what is our plan. And sir, जो हमारे सेटअप है कंट्री का उसमें मेजर कैपेक्स तो भारत सरकार या राज्य सरकार ही करते हैं, बट पिछले दो तीन वर्षों में एक्सपीरियंस यही रहा है कि कार्य हो जा रहा है बट पेमेंट नहीं मिल रहा है, चाहे वो जल जीवन स्कीम हो या अदर प्रोजेक्ट्स हो जहां पर यूज रिसीवेबल स्पेंडिंग है। आपने जिन कंपनियों का नाम मेंशन किया है लाइक केवीपी एंड विंध्या, ऑल हैव रिपोर्टेड ह्यूज आउटस्टैंडिंग फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट एंटिटी इटसेल्फ। So, and now we are moving into the same bracket going ahead. So, अभी गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से आपको क्या रिझान मिले या क्या रियायत दिख रही है कि आप ये साहस कर रहे हैं कि जिस उसी स्पेस में जा रहे हैं जहाँ पर ऑलरेडी बड़े एग्जिस्टिंग फील्ड को तकलीफ हो रही
है? आई थिंक आपने कहा बहुत सही है, बट पहली बात तो हम लोग जिस स्टेज में जा रहे हैं, मैं अगेन आपके जो क्वेश्चन है उसको तीन पार्ट में बांटता हूँ और पहले पार्ट का आंसर देता हूँ। सबसे पहली बात तो हमारे पास जो अब नया ऑर्डर बुक है, जो हम आपको 424 करोड़ के ऑर्डर बुक की बात कर रहे हैं, ये सब डायरेक्ट ऑर्डर बुक है। हमारा इसके अंदर हार्डली कोई 10-11-12 करोड़ का ऑर्डर बुक है जो पीछे VTL या KEC और इन सब में से किसी के पास बचा होगा, अदरवाइज वो भी नहीं बचा है। बाकी हम सब कुछ डायरेक्टली बिड करके जीत चुके हैं। मतलब 222 करोड़ का जो रेलवे का ऑर्डर है जो कि जनवरी में दिया गया था, अगर आप उसको 262 करोड़ इंक्लूसिव ऑफ GST है और 222 करोड़ विदाउट GST है, वो हमारा एक JV के साथ बिड किया हुआ है, वो डायरेक्टली उसके लीड पार्टनर हम है, 74% हमारे पास है, तो ये डायरेक्ट ऑर्डर है। वैसे ही अभी जब हमने राजस्थान की बात की थी थोड़ी देर पहले, तो अराउंड 56 करोड़ का जो RRBPL का ऑर्डर है वो भी हमारा डायरेक्ट ऑर्डर है JV के फॉर्म में। अब हमारे पास वो वाला रुझान से हम बाहर आ चुके हैं जहाँ पे हम इन कंपनियों से लेके काम करते हैं। पहला पार्ट तो मैं आपका मेरे को लगता है मैंने आंसर दे दिया है कि नाउ जो ऑर्डर बुक आगे की जितनी भी है वो सब हमारी डायरेक्ट ऑर्डर बुक है, तो जिसके कारण मार्जिन में फर्क कैसे पड़ जाता है मैं आपको बताता हूँ कि मार्जिन में या आप कह लीजिए कैश फ्लो में क्या फर्क पड़ता है। मार्जिन में फर्क ऐसे पड़ता है, ये जितनी भी कंपनीज है जब ये डायरेक्ट बिडिंग करती है गवर्नमेंट को, तो इसमें 2% का GST और TDS है और 2% का TDS है और 1% का सेस है, तो ये जो 5% का पार्ट है, ये 5% का पार्ट के बाद इनकी रॉयल्टी आती है बिकॉज द वे इंडस्ट्री मूव। तो हमारा सबसे पहली बात तो ये जो 5% है इसके अंदर हमारे पास कॉम्बिनेशन था, कोई 2% देने के लिए उसमें रेडी होता था, कोई 2% नहीं देने के लिए रेडी होता था, कोई 1% देने के लिए नहीं। तो वहां पे हम जब हम डायरेक्ट अप्रोच में जाएंगे तो हमारा सबसे बेनिफिट एक ये होना है, क्योंकि 2% ऑफ GST TDS भी अपने आप में कैश फ्लो को काफी सपोर्ट करता है व्हेन यू आर एट हाई वॉल्यूम प्रोजेक्ट। सो और TDS का भी सेम टाइम पे मैं आपको दोनों चीज के लिए कह रहा हूँ। सो ये एक दूसरा पार्ट है। दूसरा, जब हम आपसे बोल रहे हैं कि हम TBCB और हैम की साइड आगे मूव कर रहे हैं, तो मैं ये कहूंगा कि वहां पे जो आपका जो आपका कहना है कि कंपनी लाइक अगर वो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट या सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट पैसा टाइम पे नहीं दे रही है उसका इम्पैक्ट आ रहा है, मैं कहूंगा उसको भी हम मिटिगेट करते हैं जैसे हम एन्यूटी बेस्ड बिजनेसेस में इंटर करते हैं, बिकॉज एन्यूटी बेस्ड बिजनेसेस में इट इज 40-60% का क्या नाम है कॉम्बिनेशन है, और जिसके कारण हमारी डिपेंडेंसी गवर्नमेंट के मतलब प्रोजेक्ट एग्जीक्यूट होते समय तुरंत गवर्नमेंट के कम है और उसके बाद लॉन्ग रन में है, विच इज यू कैन से विच इज ए श्योर शॉर्ट पेमेंट हैज टू कम, और नहीं तो उसके ऊपर बकायदा इंटरेस्ट रेट एंड एवरीथिंग डिफाइन है लेट पेमेंट पे है सब कुछ पे। तो मैं ये भी कहूंगा कि जल जीवन मिशन ने पैसा नहीं दिया तो आपका लॉस हुआ, लॉस और पैसा नहीं दिया दो अलग बातें हैं। लॉस प्रोबेबली हो सकता है एफिशिएंट वर्किंग के कारण और ऑपरेशनल वर्किंग के कारण, तो मैं विदाउट नेमिंग इट बिकॉज मेरे कस्टमर भी पुराने कुछ रहे हैं, मेरे को एक जो सबसे बड़ा फायदा हुआ इस कंपनी को K2 को, जब हमने डे वन पे ये सोचा कि हम किसी भी XYZ के लिए काम नहीं करेंगे, वी विल बी वर्किंग ओनली फॉर द कॉन्ट्रैक्टर विच आर डायरेक्टली डीलिंग विद द गवर्नमेंट, तो हमारे को सबसे ज्यादा जो बेनिफिट हुआ वो हमारे को उनकी वर्किंग स्टाइल का पता चला और हम उस वर्किंग स्टाइल पे एग्जैक्टली हम डिफाइन कर पाए कि हमको करेक्शन कहाँ पे करनी है, हमको अलर्ट कहाँ पे रहना है और हमें क्या एनालिसिस करना है, सो दैट कि हमारा फ्यूचर का डायरेक्शन बहुत क्लियर रहे कि हम कहाँ जाना चाहते हैं। एंड दैट्स हाउ द मैनेजमेंट टीम हैज बीन बिल्ट ऑल्सो, व्हेन आई से रिच एक्सपीरियंस मैन पावर और कॉम्बिनेशन अलग अलग KEC के भी है, GRN के भी है, पावर ग्रिड के भी है, फाइनेंशियल साइड के भी है, तो ये कॉम्बिनेशन बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। मैं इसको ऐसा कह सकता हूँ कि
अभी भी इंफ्रा डोमेन में हिंदुस्तान में एक विडंबना रही है, ये प्रोमोटर ओरिएंटेड कंपनीज चल रही है। अगर जो भी प्रोफेशनली मैनेज कंपनी है दे आर डूइंग वेरी गुड, आइदर यू कैन टेक इट टाटा प्रोजेक्ट, आइदर यू कैन टेक एलएनटी, और कोई भी प्रोफेशनली मैनेज कंपनी जो चल रही है वो बहुत अच्छी कर रही है। प्रोमोटर ड्रिवन कंपनीज के साथ बैकअप है, आप अगर नंबर उठाएंगे एलएनटी ने अभी बहुत अच्छा खासा मतलब 1000 करोड़ से प्लस का पैक अनाउंस किया है। तो ये तो खाली देखने का नजरिया है कि हम देखना किस साइड चाहते हैं। सो आई विल से वी आर वेरी मच कॉन्फिडेंट एंड टचवुड विद ए प्रोफेशनल टीम और इट्स ए मोर ऑफ ए यू कैन से प्रोफेशनली ओरिएंटेड कंपनी, बोर्ड ड्रिवन कंपनी है। तो हम हर कदम को बहुत फूंक के रख रहे हैं, हम ऐसे कोई प्रोजेक्ट में एंटर नहीं कर रहे हैं जिसका अभी तक फाइनेंशियल क्लोजिंग हुई नहीं है, अभी तक फंड अनाउंस ही नहीं हुआ है। सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट में अगर हम जेजीएम काम कर रहे हैं, हम तो गए ही नहीं, मैं आपको विदाउट नेमिंग इट आई एम मेंशनिंग इट ए एंड बी स्टेट नेम, हम ऐसे बी स्टेट में गए ही नहीं है जहाँ पे इश्यूज आने के चांसेस थे, हम ए स्टेट में गए। तो देर आर आई थिंक हमारे को लगता है कि जब भी अथॉरिटी नॉट अबाउट ईपीसी, आई हैव अदर बिजनेसेस ऑल्सो एंड आई विल से कि इट इज मोर अबाउट दैट व्हेन यू आर डूइंग बिजनेसेस हाउ अलर्ट यू आर, व्हाट आर द रिस्क मिटिगेशन स्ट्रेटजी यू आर फॉलोइंग। अगर वो फॉलो नहीं हो रही है तब तो कोई भी नॉर्मल बड़ा सा बड़ा ऐसा तो है नहीं कि सर इस सुनार को घाटा नहीं होता, उसको भी घाटा हो सकता है और सोने वाले तो भी बहुत रो रहे हैं आजकल, तो ऐसा नहीं है। आई थिंक इट इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट दैट वी शुड बी हैव ए वेरी क्लियर कट पाथ। हमारी प्रोफेशनल टीम होने के कारण हमारा वे पाथ फॉर 5 ईयर पूरा प्लान है, हमको किधर जाना है, किस लिए जाना है। अगर आपने कंपनी को देखा होगा लास्ट के 3-4 साल में तो विद रेस्पेक्ट टू इन लाइन विद द बजट वी आर मूविंग। हमने अगर वाटर में एंटर किया तो उस समय 70,000 करोड़ गवर्नमेंट ने एक प्रोजेक्ट लाया था आगे। जब हमने पावर ट्रांसमिशन की साइड मूव किए या हम रोड की साइड मूव किए तो देर आर आई विल से कि पर्क्स विद जो गवर्नमेंट इन्वेस्ट करना चाह रही है। तो आई थिंक इट इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट कि हम इन लाइन रहे, हम आउट ऑफ द लाइन जाने की कोशिश करेंगे तो प्रॉब्लम हो सकती है। और अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट अगेन बीइंग ए प्रोफेशनली मैनेज कंपनी वी आर ऑल्सो प्लानिंग गेटिंग इन टू द इंटरनेशनल मार्केट वेरी सून, तो हमारे रिस्क मिटिगेशन प्लान बहुत अच्छे से डिफाइंड है एंड विद गॉड ग्रेस वी आर डूइंग इट वेरी गुड। तो मुझे लगता है मैंने आपके सब क्वेश्चन का आंसर दे दिया है, स्टिल इफ यू वॉन्ट आई कैन एक्सप्लेन अगेन।
जी सर, आपने विस्तृत जानकारी दी है, इसका सिर्फ 2 प्रश्न और बन जाते हैं। पहले सर ये है कि आपने जैसे कहा कि एग्जीक्यूशन कैपेबिलिटीज जो है हमारी, आप उस पर वर्क कर रहे हैं इन बिल्डिंग द टीम बिल्डिंग एक्सरसाइज दैट विल लीड टू दी रेवेन्यू इंक्रीज बाई इन द बैंड ऑफ 20-25% गोइंग रहे, बट जो मार्जिन का प्रोफाइल रहेगा इफ यू कुड जस्ट गिव अस सम मोर कलर ऑन हाउ द मार्जिन शुड शेप अप एंड इन टर्म्स ऑफ जो अभी हमारे रिसेबल्स हैं सर, आई थिंक सो द क्लोजिंग बैलेंस फॉर दैट इज अबव 130 सम का नंबर वॉज देयर, जस्ट गिव मी अ सेकंड। सो हाउ आर द रिसेबल्स करेंटली मूविंग सर इन टैंडम, कितना दिन में हमारा कैश कन्वर्शन साइकिल है अभी?
देखिए मैं भाई आपको थोड़ी देर पहले मैं रिवर्ट कर रहा था, आई थिंक मैं मतलब किनी ऑन तो कर रहा था, मैं आपको बताना चाह रहा हूँ। अगर आप कंपेयर करोगे लास्ट ईयर से इस ईयर में 323 का 270 पे आ चुका है आज के दिन डीएसओ और रिड्यूस हो रहा है। उसके पीछे रीजन है कि जैसे जैसे हम आपका इम्प्रूव कर रहे हैं, जैसे जैसे हम डायरेक्ट वर्क पे जा रहे हैं और डायरेक्ट ऑर्डर पे जा रहे हैं, वहां पे हमारा ये साइकिल कम होगी। दूसरी बात ये है कि एक और भी चीज है, ये साइकिल मैं इसलिए नहीं कहता कि साइकिल बहुत कम होगी, उसके पीछे रीजन है पावर ट्रांसमिशन बिजनेसेस में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग टाइम अपने आप में लीड टाइम बहुत बड़ा है, जबकि उसको करवाने के लिए आपको इन्वेस्टमेंट पहले करनी पड़ती है। तो दैट देयर आर थिंग्स आर देयर विच मुझे लगता है कि ये मैटर करता है और ये बात जरूर है कि ये डे बाय डे इम्प्रूव हो रहा है। अच्छा, पहले वाले क्वेश्चन का जो आपका पार्ट था कि हम मैन पावर पे इन्वेस्ट कर रहे हैं, सब कुछ कर रहे हैं, अपनी ऑपरेशनल एफिशिएंसी अच्छी कर रहे हैं और 25% का ग्रोथ हमारा हम बोल रहे हैं जिसको जाके हम रेवेन्यू अच्छे से कर पाए, तो यही रीजन है कि अगर हम इन्वेस्टमेंट मैन पावर पे कर रहे हैं और अच्छी प्रोफेशनल टीम पे कर रहे हैं तो डिलीवरी टाइम जो है वो मैटर करता है। और एक्चुअली अगर आप ईपीसी बिजनेस के कोर में जाएंगे तो मार्जिन्स आर मोर डिपेंडेंट ऑन द डिलीवरी, मतलब मैंने थोड़ी देर पहले अपनी स्पीच में भी ये मेंशन किया था कि 83% ऑफ द डिलीवरी टाइम हमें आप प्लांड एंड वर्सेज एक्चुअल में 83% है। तो वी आर टारगेटिंग कि हम अपने इस साल में ये 83 को 90 प्लस लेके जाएं और जैसे ही हम डिलीवरी को टाइमली पे और जाते हैं आई विल से कि अपने आप मार्जिन अपने आप ही इंक्रीज होता है, बिकॉज the overhead cost, or you can say the part which is from employee side or in benefit के या financial charges है, वो अपने आप में वो reduce होता है. अगर आप balance sheet को बहुत अच्छे से देखेंगे तो हमारा margin actually status को है. हमारा margin बहुत अच्छा है, अभी चल रहा है. तो margin जहाँ पे थोड़ा सा fluctuate किया है, वो हमारे financial cost के कारण, financial charges हमारे comparatively बढ़े हैं. लेकिन उसके पीछे reason है, क्योंकि हमारे financial charges इसलिए बढ़े कि अगर हम ट्रांसमिशन ओरिएंटेड बिजनेस में जा रहे हैं, पावर ओरिएंटेड बिजनेस जा रहे हैं, वहाँ पे कैश फ्लो की रिक्वायरमेंट ज्यादा है एज कम्पेयर टू रोड. तो जब भी आपको केटू को, एक्चुअली मैं ये कहूँ कि जब भी आपको केटू को देखना होगा या समझना होगा, तो आपको एक होलिस्टिक व्यू लेना होगा, बिकॉज दिस इज ए कंपनी वर्किंग इन ऑल द डोमेन ऑफ इंफ्रा. इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट वी आर वर्किंग ओनली इन द सिंगल डोमेन. सो ऑल द डोमेन ऑफ इंफ्रा का हमारे को बेनिफिट भी आ रहा है, रिस्क मिटिगेशन का भी. हम धीरे धीरे सिनर्जी बेनिफिट की साइड मूव कर रहे हैं. हम आज के दिन हमारा ओवरहेड कम कर पा रहे हैं, क्योंकि हम हर डोमेन में इंटर कर रहे हैं, जिसके कारण मार्जिन अच्छे हैं, डिलीवरी टाइम अच्छा है, मोर ऑन द प्रोडक्ट साइड है, तो डिपेंडेंसी ऑन द मैन पावर कम होती है. जितनी मैन पावर ओरिएंटेड अगर काम में हम डिपेंडेंट होंगे, उतनी हमारे डिले आइडियल चार्जेस होने के चांसेस है. सो आई विल से की बिकॉज दिस आई एज आई मेंशन इट इन द फर्स्ट सेंटेंस ऑल्सो की स्पेसिफिकली परसेंटेज हम कॉल पे नहीं बोलते हैं. इट इज आई थिंक वी आर नॉट अलाउड टू डू दिस. Or the only thing I can only assure you that we will be on a progressive path, and as we are doing it, even this year also, if you compare it with our last numbers and everything, we are on the progressive path. The only difference is that because a war situation में कुछ तो impact आना था, और उसका भी impact actually में देखा जाए, जब हम final billing कर रहे होंगे तो हमें पता चलेगा कि government से कितना support मिलता है, and then we can mention the numbers also.
जी सर, बहुत धन्यवाद सर सभी जानकारी.
थैंक यू.
एक पॉइंट ये रहेगा सर कि हम तो सर अभी एसएमई बोर्ड पर हैं, तो आपके पास प्रावधान रहता है कि आप हाफ ईयरली रिजल्ट ही देंगे, बट अगर आप क्वार्टर एंडिंग के बाद जो भी डेसिमेशन इन्फॉर्मेशन डेसिमेट कर सकें एक्सचेंज के माध्यम से, जिससे आपके इन्वेस्टर को या एनालिस्ट कमेटी को मालूम रहे कि हमने क्या अचीव किया है क्वार्टर में इन टर्म्स ऑफ वट एवर इज परमिटेबल, तो आप उस पर जरूर सर थोड़ा ध्यान दें, या क्या आपके लिए प्रावधान में करने योग्य हो तो आप जरूर करें, जिससे छह महीने से आठ महीने का जो गैप हो जाएगा नेक्स्ट कन्वर्सेशन से, उसको गैप को अगर आप ब्रिज कर.
जरूर सर. मैं आपका शुभ नाम जान सकता हूँ?
जी सर, मेरा नाम साकेत कपूर है.
साकेत जी, मैं आपको बाकी प्रावधान की बजाय मैं आपको ये बोलूंगा कि हम एसएमई बोर्ड पे बस कुछ और मतलब कुछ और महीनों के लिए कह लीजिए या कुछ साल के लिए हम मेन बोर्ड में एंटर करने जा रहे हैं, तो हमारी पूरी तैयारी वैसे है. बाकी रही आपने जो बताया है सजेशन है, वो सजेशन ऑलरेडी धीरे धीरे इम्प्लीमेंट होगा. अभी हमारी कम्युनिकेशन में इवन वेलोरम से भी और हमारे जो पी आर अभी जो प्रायर कम्युनिकेशन है, दे विल बी एक्टिवली देयर एंड टाइम टू टाइम बेसिस पे आपको चीजें मिलती रहेंगी, चाहे वो इन्वेस्टर प्रेजेंटेशन के माध्यम से मिले या मीडिया के माध्यम से मिले. आपको हमारी कंपनी के नए सिस्टम प्रोसेस के बारे में, नई डेवलपमेंट के बारे में, नए ऑर्डर्स के बारे में और सब चीज के बारे में टाइम टू टाइम खबर आती रहेंगी. तो और क्रॉस करिए बस फिंगर, कुछ ही महीने और डेढ़ साल में शायद हम लोग आर एक्सपेक्टिंग कि हम मिड ऑफ 27 में या जनवरी 28 में हम मेन बोर्ड पे आ चुके होंगे.
जी ठीक है सर, धन्यवाद.
धन्यवाद. थैंक यू. ओके.
थैंक यू. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Malik from Trumpy Enterprise. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Sanjay ji, good afternoon. I'm audible.
So couple of questions. One is to continue the conversation on the cash flow, because the cash flow is negative. All the communication has been on the receivables. I understand that. But it has to be looked at in a holistic sense, because whilst your debtors are going up, or other receivables are going up, your creditors are going down. So on one side, your terms of trade are unfavorable, and the other side also is unfavorable. It can't happen on both sides. And as a result of that, your short-term and long-term borrowings have shot up year on year. So this is just an observation. I'm not saying anything is right or wrong, but I have seen exactly this scenario. It doesn't really hurt you in good times. When there is a bad time, like in the ILFS 2018 crisis, all the companies that went bad happened because they had large short-term debt, they had extended receivables, they were paying their creditors in advance faster than they were receiving their money. And from EPC, they became asset owners, just like the vehicles that you are buying. So I would only caution that as you are building out your business, look at all aspects of your operating cycle and balance your cash flows from long-term and short-term so that you have you don't have any black swan event or sudden collapse in the market that can affect a good business model. So that is one observation. I think you will not only get rewarded by stock investors, you will also be rewarded by better ratings, which will bring down your cost of capital also. So that's just an observation, and I leave you to respond if you wish to. The other thing I wanted to talk about is if you can give a clear account of what happened with the income tax investigation, because from any stakeholder perspective, if there is a governance issue or something which is not sounding right, that causes alarm. So I'm just raising these two points, and I sort of leave it to you to respond anyway.
Sanjay, thanks a lot. I think your first observation, probably I will say ki we are also looking that way, but I just try to answer you that how we are prepared to take care of what happened in the SLS, or you can say anything earlier, and why it is happening. Probably once you know the reason that why it is happening and how we are going to mitigate this thing, I think you will understand that we still are in a very better phase. On the income tax part, I will say only one liner that again all the you can say reports and appraisal reports and everything will be we are waiting for the answer, but there is nothing there. There are few exceptions which you cannot avoid it being in business. My liner is that the accident has that was an accident, and now everything has been insured and passed on. So we don't want to mention most of the things on that point, but let's get into the first point which you mentioned it. I think the cash flow negative. First of all, if you have gone through the deep dive of cash flow, you will find that overall cash flow has improved from last financial year. So if you see that it was negative 42, it reaches to negative 16-17. Which is an improvement in comparison to last financial year. So I will not say that it is positive today, but it is increasing. You can say this is better on the positive side. From minus 43, it becomes minus 17. Also, another thing which you added is there, on the other, again, you are, because since you deep diving in a very better way, so you can deep dive on the FD part also, that what is the capability of FD today company is having. So we have a FD in-house more than 50 crore today. So overall, if you see the cash flow, what you are saying as a cash, I'm not mentioning that we are cash flow positive, but we have secured enough. It will be improving, and I think on the next half yearly result, you will find that we will try to be on a positive side. I think very, very soon we will be reaching there, because reducing from 43 to, you can say, in a year, if we have reduced more than 25 crore. So I think the remaining is 17 crore will be taken care. Now the another question was that our receivable cycle is increasing and the creditor cycle is decreasing. So I want to correct it in a better way, that our receivable cycle has improved compared to last financial year. Last year it was the DSO was 323 days. Today it is 274 days. That too, both the time it was included of retention amount. So that is there. Now your observation of creditor goes down, I accept that creditors are going down, but if you are entering into a transmission business where the cash flow requirement is of 30% and where we are missing our road to transmission, power side. So there the creditors which comes into, I was mentioning to, abhi main baat kar raha tha, main unka naam bol gaya, but अभी मैं बात कर रहा हूँ, उनको मैंने यही बोला कि वी आर मूविंग फ्रॉम रोड टू आवर साइड वेयर वी हैव टू गिव द एडवांसेस टू आवर यू कैन से ट्रांसफार्मर. सो मेकिंग अ ट्रांसफार्मर यू थिंक इट लीड टाइम ऑफ 6 months, बट वी हैव टू गिव द एडवांसेस एंड एवरीथिंग. सो दैट इज द रीजन द क्रेडिटर साइड आर एक्चुअली यू आर फाइंडिंग इट. बट इफ यू एक्चुअली डीप डाइव, आई थिंक दिस कैन बी वेरी मच प्रूव्ड इन द सेप्टेम्बर रिजल्ट.
that these things will actually reap the benefit ASAP, because as soon you do that supply part, your realization of 70-80% is within a 15 days time. So since the last year was more towards on the tilted towards on the road side, it was not showing the exact green picture of that, but this financial year will show you that green picture also. And again, if we have really wish to have we are aspiring to have an admirable company which will be admirable by all the people. So I think my partners, my vendors, my credit that credit side, they should be also working with us, because now we are moving to the HAM or you can say NFC based business and everything. We required a big deep pocket partner, and then deep pocket partner to facilitate that deep partner pocket partners and everybody. We should be known as a good player, good paymaster. Otherwise, it will be bounced back. So I will say overall, out of your three observations, two observations request you to correct it, that our cash flow is getting positive side. Our credit, you can say debtor is reducing, whereas creditor, I mentioned you that these are the results. So I think, Sanjay ji, I have given you the answer to line with your satisfaction. If not, I can repeat it again.
No, thank you very much. I mean, end of the day, objective of any company is to have more cash generation this year than last year. So I think
the trend is positive.
And hopefully it will continue in that direction.
Yes. Thank you. This is what, and for us, it is very much important that we not only value our system process, but our stakeholders and whosoever has invested on us and taken, you can say, have a faith on us. We can prove you that the way we are improving our cash flow, I think it was, anybody can judge it, because means coming from 43 to 17, it's not, it need has required a lots of new strategies and new, you can say, protocols. We have followed that, and I will not say that everything overnight to achha nahi ho jata, but I think within a few months, you will find it much positive.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Sanjay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Pandya from Lancers Impex Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, could you, what exactly is your interest cover running at right now?
Just a minute, Sanjeev.
Interest cover. Hello.
Sanjeev, are you able to, can you hear us?
Now hello? I can hear you, but I lost you in the middle.
So can you mean to say, you need to know the interest cover, right?
Yeah.
So if I talk about the exact, today we are setting somewhere, the interest cost is somewhere around 6 crores, and if I talk about the EBITDA percentage, so EBITDA amount, it is somewhere around 24. So you make, it is somewhere around
26.
It is around 26, yes.
So interest cover would be there for 0.25, right?
Yes.
So then if there is any, I mean, to classify you as having a cash flow problem, I would have to look at your OCF to cash conversion. So, which parts of your OCF are not converting to cash?
I would say that there is nothing like...
From 26 crores, we remove 6 crores. I mean, that is straightforward interest. But what else is not converted into direct cash?
I think, Sanjeevi, can you exactly repeat it again? I'm unable to understand exactly what you want to ask.
No. In a different industry, this would have been in, let's say, a physical manufacturing industry, this would have been FCF to OCF conversion. So I would be just concerned what all from your operating cash flow is going off into other places, which includes interest. Interest hoga, taxes honge, etc., etc. And what are you getting to service, for the firm, and then for the equity shareholders. Equity shareholders are not relevant right now because it's a growing company. So basically, I'm looking for what cash is available to service your most important stakeholder, which right now would be the bank. I mean, if you have a good reputation with the bank, then all your while you are sort of handling all your cash flow problems and reducing your cash conversion ratio, you will get a supportive bank. So I'm trying to estimate, how much your banks, I mean your equity holders will come later. How much are your banks willing to support you for incremental business? And as you restructure your business and move from, let's say, road to better cash conversion businesses, will you get a supportive banking partner?
I think, in one liner I can answer this is this way, that we have recently bidded one HAM, okay? And we get the comfort letter from Kotak of 273 crore.
From Kotak?
Yeah. Okay. So I think probably you will get the answer, but means our banks are very much supportive. Even in the financial also you will find that we have shifted, means there are TLs and fundways are there. So we are actually improving day by day.
And how many banks are you dealing with?
We are dealing with four banks actually. Kotak is there, ICICI is there, HDFC is there, and Union Bank is there.
Okay, that gives me quite some optimism. Have you considered structured finance, SPV financing? These kind of quality banking.
SPV financing. We are not when I'm mentioning you the HAM and that. Comfort letter, that is again the SPV model only, because that type of, still we are not in that type of credential that we can bid up to 400 crore. So that was an SPV, and the financial capabilities is ours, and that is supported by Kotak. And actually, not only Kotak, but the comfort letter was, even Unibank has confirmed that, okay, we are ready with that.
And just going a little deeper, although this is giving me great comfort. What kind of bank ratings are you getting from these banks?
Interest rate you are asking?
No, ratings, bank rating, internal bank rating.
Rating actually we will let you know in the month of June and the reason why
so I'm not under process. I'm not asking credit rating. I'm saying internal bank rating, operational rating.
But I don't know whether the bank has shared with us any time that internal rating. We never get it from banks, no? Because I think that is their confidential thing. They will not share with us.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, this. 0.25 is a pretty good interest cover, I must say, provided your cash conversion ratio, your FCF to OCF conversion ratio. So it's really the quality of, where the flows are going that will, tell you how what the banks feel about you. But
yeah, okay. Thank you, Ranjini. I think
you have very good banks, and B, if they are incrementally with you, then I can expect that you'll be able to pull through your, the restructuring of your business profile. Because cash and interest cover would be, all the troubled, construction companies that I have seen have gone into trouble. This is the first indicator. When the interest cover goes out of control, and most important, the cash conversion ratio, the money that is available to talk to the bank, that ratio changes.
So I think, Rajiv, thanks for writing. I think we are taking care of this, and thanks for the appreciation. I think we will maintain it. Don't worry. We will be on a better pace.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajiv.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Chandra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible. Hello, I'm audible.
So you're sounding
very good. Yes, you are audible.
I'm audible, yeah. But in the last phone call after the H1 result, the company mentioned, I have two questions. The company mentioned that the margin will be in this 14% to 16% range, EBITDA margin for the whole year. Sudden drop in H2, it was way below the management said in the con call. One question is on that side. And another, just beyond the queue a little bit late, guidance of 25% year-on-year growth. So how much will be the margin for this year? And on the conservative side, if you tell us on the conservative side, it will be minimum 13% to 15% range, or it will be 14% to 16% range? So that as an investor, we can calculate to invest in company or not. Please. Hello.
Chandraji, I think foremost, I think again, मैं फिर से वो repeat करता हूँ कि हम specific number देने के लिए allowed नहीं है, और we don't, being in public limited company, we are not try to influence anybody on the specific numbers. But again, मैं आपका पहले वाला question बोलता हूँ, जब आपने कहा कि लास्ट टाइम हमने जो बोला था आपको कितने परसेंट पे, आई डोंट नो, मेरे को लगता नहीं है कि एक्चुअली अगर आप देखोगे, लेकिन इस साल भी अगर
H1 एबिटा मार्जिन ऑफ 15%, तो एज यू सेड इन द H2 इट विल बी गुड देन H1, इट विल बी मेंटेन एट दिस रेंज, और इट विल बी बेटर देन दिस वन. इफ इज बेटर देन इट विल बी 16%, or in the range same it will be 15%. How it has gone below the, it has gone below too much, yes, sir.
हाँ चंद्र जी, आई थिंक आपने सही कहा कि आप कॉल लगता है बाद में ज्वाइन किए हैं, क्योंकि कॉल में ना लास्ट के फरवरी और मार्च में वॉर के कारण जो इम्पैक्ट आया है, जिसके कारण डाउन हुआ है, और उस सब जगह डाउन हुआ है.
या ओके ओके.
हाँ, और दूसरा इसके अलावा आज भी अगर आप अभी भी अगर आप कैलकुलेट कर रहे हैं तो वी आर रेंज ऑफ 13-14, तो हम उससे दूर नहीं है, हम 13-14 के अंदर पे. एग्जैक्टली पॉइंट में मुझे अभी नंबर याद नहीं है.
या
तो मैं बुक,
हाँ, इट इज बिलो 13%, 12 point something. इट विल बी मेंटेन इन द 13-14% रेंज, और इट विल बी इफ यू आर बिडिंग.
ये सर, ये सर, ये ना जो अगर आप 12 point निकाल रहे हैं, आप कैसे निकाल रहे हैं, आई थिंक उस पर भी डिपेंड करता है. बाकी हम 13-14% तो आप, मतलब आपने जो कहा, फिर से मैं वही कह रहा हूँ कि जो आप कह रहे हैं उसको तो बहुत इजीली मेंटेन किया जा सकता है. अगर ये वॉर वाला सिनेरियो नहीं आता लास्ट के दो महीने में, जो कि आपको मालूम है कि किसी भी ईपीसी डोमेन बिजनेसेस में ये लास्ट के दो महीने सबसे क्रिटिकल होते हैं बिल्डिंग के टाइम पे, और उसी समय इसका इम्पैक्ट आने से थोड़ा जरूर से फर्क पड़ा है. और खासकर जब कंपनी मोर टूवर्ड्स रोड ओरिएंटेड थी, तो उसके लिए उसमें जो बिटुमिन और डीजल का, क्रूड ऑयल का जो इम्पैक्ट था वो बहुत बड़ा था, और जिसका रियलाइजेशन अभी, जिसका रियलाइजेशन इम्पैक्ट या गवर्नमेंट का सपोर्ट आना बचा है, विच विल बी ऑन द व्हेन वी आर क्लोजिंग द प्रोजेक्ट. अभी कुछ चीजें को हम अभी तुरंत नहीं बोल सकते, वो हो सकता बहुत अच्छा हो जाए, हो सकता है वो वही का वही रहे जहाँ का आज. पर हम कंजर्वेटिव लेके चलना पड़ते हैं, तो हम कंजर्वेटिव में भी आप तो उस नंबर के आसपास है.
क्या आप 13 बोलो तो कंजर्वेटिव विल वेरी गुड. वी कैन डिलीवर, आपने 16% डिलीवर किया तो इन्वेस्टर सब मीन्स इट विल बी हैप्पी फॉर द इन्वेस्टर. सर और वन थिंग, तो आईपीओ प्राइस वॉज 119, यू आर बाइंग फ्रॉम द मार्केट स्लोली एंड स्टडीली, बट योर शेयर होल्डिंग इज बिलो ऑल्सो 50%, एंड यू टोल्ड इन द लास्ट टू ऑफ ऑन कॉल दैट यू आर गोइंग टू इंक्रीज अबाउट 50%. सो एनीथिंग ऑन दैट और समथिंग लाइक एनी थ्रो लाइट ऑन दैट प्रमोटर.
चंद्रा जी, मैं हमेशा प्रोग्रेसिव बात करता हूँ, और मेरे को पता नहीं आप जैसे नंबर्स आप बार बार बोल रहे हैं, मैं नंबर्स को अवॉइड करता हूँ बोलना, लेकिन अगर आप बोल रहे हैं तो मैं मानता हूँ. लेकिन अभी भी मैं प्रोग्रेसिव बात करूंगा कि वी कीप ऑन इंक्रीजिंग अवर शेयर होल्डिंग, और सबसे बड़ी बात है वो जो 40% की बात होती है कुछ होती है, वो प्रमोटर ओरिएंटेड, मतलब कंपनी के शुरू में शेयर होल्डर 15 थे, प्रमोटर उससे सिर्फ 5 बने हैं, तो मतलब आप समझ सकते हैं इस बात को. सो प्रमोटर होल्डिंग और बढ़ेगी, बस इतनी सी बात, जो कि मैंने लास्ट वक्त पढ़ी है वो और भी बढ़ेगी, दैट इज एन अगेन, क्योंकि हमारे को बिलीव काफी अच्छा है. बाकी
मार्केट ड्रिवन चीज है, एक लिमिट से ज्यादा हम उसको ऊपर आई थिंक अपना कमेंट या अपना कोई जजमेंट दे वो भी गलत होगा। और जैसा कि आई विल से कि द फर्स्ट इंटेंशन ऑलवेज रिमेन वेन एवर वी आर गेटिंग इनटू एनी पब्लिक कॉल इज दैट दैट वी आर नॉट हियर टू इन्फ्लुएंस यू, वी आर हियर टू आंसर यू, सो वी आर जस्ट आंसरिंग। बाकी कभी कभी मार्केटिंग वाले भी मेरे वो आर्टिकल आते रहते हैं तो उसमें बहुत सारे आंसर मिल जाते हैं।
Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question today. With that, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you, Gwangi. I think thank you everybody who participated and in this earning conference call. And I really say that I believe that me along with my team members has answered you all the queries, and whatever we are doing today and what we are going to do in the future, we have given you indications on that. I can just close with a statement that company is on right hand and we all are professional people. Our image, our working style, our patience, everybody, everything will reap the benefits to this company and all the stakeholders who are invested in this company. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of K2 Infrastructure Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.